Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to talk about the name Yahweh, our Father's name. Over 7,000 times in the Old Testament, the ancient Jewish scholars that translated the Hebrew Bible into the Greek translation known as the Septuagint, they replaced the name Yahweh with Ho Kyrios, or the Lord. See, we have to realize that if the Father put his name 7,000 times in the Old Testament, he must want it there, and he must want to be called by that name. If you turn to Isaiah 52, verse 6, "Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that speak. Behold, it is I." See, Satan has kept that name from so many believers through tradition. And we have to get back to that name, because Yahweh is not even a noun. It's a verb. It's an action verb, a continual action verb. When you call upon his name Yahweh, he continually works on our behalf. If you turn me to Genesis chapter 2, as you can see in Genesis chapter 1, he uses the word Elohim. Elohim. King James has a God as Elohim, and it means a plurality of his attributes, how majestic he is. If he just used Elohim in the word, it means nothing to us. He has all his power. He is so majestic. But in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "And Yahweh Elohim formed man out of the dust of the earth, of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." This is the first time he used Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim. So not only is he majestic, not only does he have all power, but now he wants to use it in the lives of his creation. He wants to work for you so tremendously, but call upon his name, worship him. Go with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. "The Father said moreover to Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations." Yahweh. See, when you see Lord capitalized, it should have been translated Yahweh. Y-H-W-H. Yahweh. In verse 16, "Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them that the Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and Hittites, the Amorites and Perizzites and Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." When you use his name Yahweh, he actively fights for you. We really have to start using his name more in worship and praise. Watch how he moves for you. This is his name forever. It's a memorial. It's a memorial forever, his name. Go with me to Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse 22. "I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee." This is a prophecy about Yeshua. The Y-A-H comes from Yahweh, Y-A-H. In Psalm 68, this will really help you in warfare against Satan, really help you in worshiping our Heavenly Father. It's so important that we get back to the very beginning. In Psalm 68, verse 4, "Sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name, and extol him that ride upon the heavens. By his name, Jah, J-A-H." There is no J in Hebrew language. Never was. "And rejoice before him." It should have been Y-A-H. That's his name. Around 38 times, David just called his name Yah. And see, a lot of people use Jehovah, but they have to realize that Jehovah is a word that was created in 1520. And if you look at the word Hover in the Hebrew Strong's Concordance, number 1942 and number 1943, the Hebrew Strong's Concordance, number 1942 and 1943, it means wicked. Hovah, H-O-V-A-H, means wicked. Why would we use that name to refer to our Heavenly Father by calling him wicked? There's so much tradition that so many believers have that's not based on the word. And Jehovah is used in the King James, but it's a 16th century word, 1520. You can't call Yahweh wicked. really have to, again, analyze and try to trace back to the Word what we believe. If it's not in the Word, reject it. It's just so important you realize that. There was a prophecy about Yeshua saying, I would declare your name unto the brethren. Go with me to Psalm 116. Psalm 116 in verse 4. Then called I upon name of Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. See, we got to call upon his name, Yahweh. See, you're listening to me and you can reject what I'm saying, but you're really accountable for it right now. You have to search it out for yourself. You just can't have an excuse, well, I didn't know. Well, his name is Yahweh, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'll say it again, verse 4. Then called I upon the name of Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. In verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. There's so much biblical basis for calling upon his name, Yahweh. Remember, if you see Lord here capitalized, it should have been translated Yahweh, Y-H-W-H. And verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Yahweh. You see, it sounds so strange to your ears, Yahweh, Yahshua, but you really have to understand that Satan got it in the middle of that and try to take that the sacred name from our lives. Yahshua. It's just so powerful. It's the Yah, Y-A-H. And if you turn me to John 17, verse 6. Yeshua said to the Father, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. I have manifested your name, Father. The Yahshua. The Yah comes from Yahweh. See, every son has his father's name. In verse 11 and 12, now this is in the Greek. I've been mentioning on some previous broadcasts. In the Greek, verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me. Keep them in your name, which you have given me. In verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. Again, the Yah from Yahweh. If you go with me to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And Elohim said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. You see, when you use the name Yahweh, he's the great I am. So everything he has is at your disposal. I am whatever you need me to be. He's just so powerful. So when you call upon the name Yahweh, everything that he is, all his power starts moving on your behalf. Of course, this is all predicated on the fact that we turn our flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. We can use that name and there's even more power operating in our lives. It's something you have to pray about and just talk to him about it. We have to declare his name to so many people. We have to declare his name that is so powerful in their lives. It could change people's lives so instantly by calling upon that name. Hallelujah. Just such a powerful revelation if you can grab hold of it and see. And in Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. It's so important that you call upon his name. And don't forget, before I pray for you, that on these previous broadcasts, this last four or five broadcasts, I've been talking about that January 1st is not the beginning of the year, according to our Heavenly Father. Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year. If you go back to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, you can see that the Father set up Abib, which is another name for Nisan, as the beginning of the year. So if you go to my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org, you can see, you can verify that Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year, and that this year, April 8th, is the beginning of the year. At 6 p.m., the new year starts. So we can't close out a year arbitrarily. Only the Father can close out a year. And he's not finished with us yet. He works with us on a yearly and annual basis. And he's training us. No student can tell a teacher the course is over, you see. And more companies, more businesses who can work on a fiscal year should adapt the fiscal year to April 1st to March 31st. Because there's an excellent possibility that the Father would bless their finances more by getting close to his timetable, his schedule, his year. See, Nisan 1 usually falls between around March, April. Now, again, this year is April 8th. So if somebody's on a a fiscal year basis of April 1st to March 31st, the Father could bless them more financially. Just a powerful revelation. And you have to give your life to His timing, His calendar. Again, if there's tradition in your life that you can't trace back to the Word, you better be careful. You better get rid of it, because it could open up the door to Satan. How many people make New Year resolutions in the first week? It doesn't happen, and they write off the whole year. You got to get on His timetable. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio if you can. Father, just thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. Thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your power, Father. Father, I'm asking that you confirm what I said, Father, about your name, that people will start using your name. It's so powerful, Father, and I want them to be blessed. But, Father, they need a healing anointing. They need a deliverance anointing right now in their lives, Father. They need a miracle in the area they need it the most. Only you can do that for them, Father. And I'm asking you to do it, Father. I'm asking you to bless them, Father, in the mighty name of Yahweh Yeshua, Father. Bless them. Father, I ask you to bless them exceedingly abundantly above anything they could ask or imagine, according to the power that worketh in them, by using your name, Father. And I thank you, Father, and I praise you, Father, and I worship you, and I love you, that you're moving on people right now. You're doing a miracle in the area they need it the most. And I decree that, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Well, let me tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. Again, I have a website, henrywalker.org. Powerful messages on there. Just click on messages. I've also written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how He fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which He will fulfill. My second book is called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on His calendar and how the things that He did in the months of the year, in the Word, He wants to repeat. And you can use this book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page and see up to the year 2020 when each month begins and ends on both calendars, when each feast day begins and ends on both calendars. And also in this book, I talk about the hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word and how He wants to repeat them on those hours. There's a certain hour of the day where His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. You need to know that. And you got to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. If you want to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and start praying for the day, you're 9 hours late. We have to get on His schedule. Remember Genesis 1, evening and morning were the first day. My third book that I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. It'll really comfort you so much. And you can get these books by calling me. First of all, I want to mention that I'm selling you these books at my course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, I'll give you these books free. But you can call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. And don't forget that if you miss any of my broadcasts, you can go to WCNO.com, click on demand, then use the hour to go back to where you see God's timing is everything. Click on that, and you can see every prior broadcast. The message I talked about today, the name of Yahweh versus Jehovah, is on my website at henrywalker.org. And there's another message on my website, too, about divorce and remarriage. If you've been divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to read my message, go to the Word, go to your Heavenly Father, and find out what He wants you to do. And if you're in a marriage and you're thinking about getting divorced, go to my message, go to the Word, go to your Heavenly Father, and find out what He wants you to do. Stop listening to people who are going to give you the opinion based on traditions. You need to go to the Father yourself. So remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than He does in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for a government program that can put cash in your pocket at closing. Now your foreclosure problems and even your missed back payments can be put behind you, and you can get a fresh start at life. Start Fresh Home.